AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A key inflation measure ticked higher last month. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It's a price index the Federal Reserve closely watches, and it was up 0.4% from March to April, much higher than the previous month's 0.1% rise. Consumer spending also jumped, with the biggest increase since January, as people bought new cars, computers, clothes, and gas. The two increases together are a sign of both a resilient economy and high inflationary pressures. The data likely complicate the Fed's next move. The central bank has signaled it will likely stop its run of 10 straight interest rate hikes at its meeting next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Days from a deadline, President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are narrowing in on a two-year budget deal aiming to curb federal deficits in exchange for lifting the nation's debt ceiling and holding off an economically devastating government default. There are crowds at airports and train stations as well as on the roads today. AAA is predicting record travel over the Memorial Day weekend. But for anyone flying, the trip will be costly. Stephanie Hanrahan in Dallas is going with her daughter to Disney World.
So dad and brother are going to stay behind for this one.
She says it costs too much for the whole family to travel. The Drug Enforcement Administration stripped one of the nation's largest drug distributors of its license to sell highly addictive painkillers after determining it failed to flag thousands of suspicious orders at the height of the opioid crisis. After years of legal and ethical scandals swirling around Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton, the state's GOP-controlled House has moved toward an impeachment vote that could throw Paxton from office. Russia's southern Belgorod region bordering Ukraine has come under attack from Ukrainian artillery fire. This is AP News. An early uptick on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Sutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street. Technology companies are leading the way again after another semiconductor maker said it was seeing surging demand for chips related to artificial intelligence. Shares of Marvell Technologies jumped 25%. That came a day after fellow chipmaker NVIDIA also said it was seeing booming demand related to AI. The S&P 500 was up 1% in the early going Friday. The tech-heavy NASDAQ was up 1.3%. The Dow was up 337 points. That's about 1%. Stronger figures on consumer spending were also keeping investors in a buying mood. Spending rose 0.8% in April from March. That's the biggest increase since January. Treasury yields rose after a tick higher in the measure of inflation that's closely watched by the Federal Reserve. That measure of U.S. prices rose 4.4% in April on an annualized basis. That's up from 4.2% in March. Seth Sutel, New York.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.